Australian Survivor still underway on the Win Network at the moment. And we've got on the phone Sam, unfortunately kicked off Tribal Council last night after trying to kick Matt Rogers off the show. So thanks for joining us, Sam. Did you think being an astrophysicist, was that helpful for you going into the game?
Probably not. I work with software, I work with like math and space. None of those things can be found on a Fijian beach. So I knew I was completely out of my comfort zone and just wanted to see if I could, you know, make it past Merge, make it into Villa, and then essentially try and be happy that I made it that far.
Now, you made a couple of alliances along the way. Was that the plan going in?
Yeah, I mean, I watched one season in preparation, so I knew you had to have someone watching your back.
Yeah.
And originally that was Lydia, which didn't work out too well for me, did it?
No, unfortunately it didn't, especially after Lydia went. I think your time definitely was ticking. I was genuinely impressed with how far you got in the game, Sam, and I hope this is no offence to you, but I really think you played a smart game, not necessarily standing out too large, because often those players are the ones that get sent home before Merge even happens.
Yeah, it's definitely an issue, especially now for Matt, right? He's been standing out, controlling the tribe, winning the challenges. People don't want him in the game anymore. They want to take control, so he's going to have to like look out.
Well, essentially, that was your downfall. You wanted to challenge Matt. Unfortunately, he kept winning immunity challenges. And look, I'm sure Matt Rogers is a nice bloke, but it's the most frustrating thing to watch him just in control of the game. And I'm sure it was frustrating being on the island with him 24 hours a day.
Oh, he's a great bloke. I've been down to his place for a barbecue. We get along fine. But yeah, once you're out on the island, and he just keeps dominating everything, you just sort of have to think, like, come on, man, give me a break here.
Come on, man.
Hey, Sam, have you got any predictions on who you want to win and who you think will come out on top for Survivor?
Well, my money's now on Benji. It was between Benji and myself last night, and it kept going back and forth, but Benji managed to get the final word in and flip the vote on me. Mm. He had some good moves, and I respect that, so I want to see if Benji can now have the strategy to take down the Godfather himself and take control of the game.
Now, Sam, just before we go, I have one thing, because I'm thinking forward to who's going to be in the finale, and I know that it's all wrapped up. The winner hasn't been decided yet, and I know you probably can't answer this question, but Commando Steve's got to be in the final three. He's playing a perfect game. He's not making a big deal of himself. Can you give us any hints if Commando Steve is in the final three?
Two coughs for yes, one cough for no.
Well, I'm going to have to go with three crosses for I don't want to get in trouble. But he's definitely playing a great game. I don't think he's going anywhere soon, so we'll just have to see how far
yes.
he makes it.
That's a yes from Sam.
Sammy,
that's a yes.
Mate, we appreciate you speaking to us, and good luck with everything. You're an astrophysicist, so you're probably better off than the rest of the survivors anyway. So take it easy, mate.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.